An update now on a political scandal that once rocked the nation.
Governor Romney, pay equity for women.
Thank you, and important topic.
The setting, October 16th, 2012, the second presidential debate between then-President Barack Obama and his Republican opponent Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts.
When he was asked to discuss women's pay issues, Romney tried to describe his effort to hire more women into his administration. His word choice was a little artless.
We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Ah, yes, the binders full of women. Hard to believe now, but back then, this was a full-on gaffe.
Democrats seized on Romney's awkward turn of phrase as a way to criticize the governor, both for weakness on women's issues and for his robotic demeanor.
And the internet seized on the binders, too. There were Facebook pages and Twitter accounts like @RomneysBinder and countless Halloween costumes that year.
There was a parody cartoon. Tune sketch.
Binders Keepers.
A rap parody.
Binders full of women, that's my modus operandi. You ain't heard?
Can you say that a little louder, Candy?
Binders full of women.
The late night treatment.
Binder of women, book of broads, notebook of nipples, whatever.
Even a Jeopardy category.
And a binder full of women.
Nobody knew whether these were real life binders, and they certainly didn't see the light of day until now.
I got the binders a couple weeks ago. A former Romney aide alerted me to the fact that they had found them while cleaning out their office.
This scoop comes to us from Jim O'Sullivan. He writes about politics for the Boston Globe.
And I said, geez, you know, this is a political artifact worthy of the Smithsonian. I should absolutely have a look.
O'Sullivan said the first thing he noticed about the two plain white three-ring binders is that they're very substantial.
They're heavy. They're more than 7 pounds apiece. They're, in fact, packed to the gills, as the governor said, with women. It's a lot of cover letters and resumes and CVs and the type. They're big, fat, thick binders full of women.
Far from the punchline the binders became, Jim O'Sullivan says they're evidence of a very organized effort to get more women into leadership roles in state government.
It tells you how much our politics has changed in the last 4 years. I mean, Romney was pilloried for this. And then we had last year with Donald Trump, which was such a amazingly offensive campaign in many ways. And I think it makes people view Governor Romney certainly in a different light.
Especially these days, a gaffe is in the eye of the beholder.
Binders full of women. Binders full of women. Mine had more women. Binders full of women. Binders full of women. Can we find some women?
Binders full of women. That's my